sounded good.
I know, I like that song.
I can almost keep the tempo now.
It has a lot of breaks. Soggy. Spell corrected to soggy. Obviously, David Bowie did not have any say on the spell check.
It's one that's got enough. It's not super over-the-top tempo, but I think enough people know it that it would be recognizable, but not
I think it would be recognizable. It's the problem is it's like so recognizable.
Really?
But I think we'd do it okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Sultans.
It's like Sultans, but again, people will always compare you. It's that sort of thing that people have in their head. You know, like we don't do Eagles stuff because it's like everybody can pick at it so easily.
Well, and I would say, yes, we don't do Hotel California, and we've decided we're not country easy listening, so we're not doing that.
Although,
but we have talked about doing, like, Victim of Love,
yeah.
You know, so...
You ought to think about it, become the perspective, is the guy that teaches me bass.
Yeah.
He's a jazz bluesy guitarist. He's playing country now because he can't get paid to do anything.
You can't. Yeah, the
Everybody
industry is
country.
Dead.
The what music is dead.
Yeah, there's people don't go out for live shows anymore.
No.
Do you watch Rick Beato on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rick is awesome. So you should watch Rick Beato. So he's talked about like the death of like local music.
Right. Yeah. Kind of song producer at a studio.
He does
California,
but he's
right?
He definitely has a. He doesn't question his opinion, but I do like, you know, a lot of the insights that he brings into what's happened.
What's he saying? Why is it good?
He just doesn't think. Well, like we're the ones who would go to live music, and we're, you know, because the live music we would go to see, it would be us, and the young people are listening to music that's kind of dead. Harmonically and from an interest standpoint, no one can recreate that music live because it's basically you don't need instruments. So the music scene for young people is dead, and you know, so there's no mixture anymore.
And the old ASCAP and BMI are screwing everybody who wants to play live music because you have to pay royalties to the owner of the establishment. Pay royalties, even if it's your own music. The guy I was talking to a few weeks ago said that they wanted to play some traditional Celtic music because it was a Scottish pub,
mm-hmm.
and they were arguing the fact that these they had to pay royalty fees to be able to get them to play that.
Hmm.
You know, and so they're going to pay $350 for the show.
Right.
And he's, you know, maybe that lasts a year, I don't know, but even more, every time a different band comes in, you have to pay that. So it's killing us. People getting paid for it. If it's your own music,
right.
You can't go and play for free. That's crazy. Because you're playing for profit.
Right.
And the owner's playing for profit.
Right. All right, do we want to do... So anyways, Rick Beato on YouTube. He's great.
Rick,
B-E-A-T-O. Be like in boy.
B-E-A-T-O.
Beato. Yeah. Like how you would say Beetle.
He's got he's got a series of videos where he'll like what makes a song great. So he'll take a classic song and
what's the software he's using to split the tracks up? Do you think?
Probably just whatever.
He had the master recording, so
how does he get those?
He knows the studio owners probably.
Maybe. Because that's what I was trying to figure out. Is he using, you know,
so
he's
getting the stems are already split like that.
Yeah.
He's using Pro Logic, but that's not where he's...
That's what I was wondering. Can Pro Logic do that? But I guess not.
Not directly like that.
Not like that.
But he'll take the song, take all the tracks, and he'll recreate playing the tracks along with it and discuss how all the overlays work together.
So he's playing it?
Well, no.
He'll play
it.
Parts, but he'll talk about the theory behind it and
so
why that...
Billy Joel did the same thing on the Beatles, didn't he?
Did he? I haven't seen that.
But he does like Radiohead to AC/DC. He's across the board.
He did a great one on the Police. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. He did a great one on Steely Dan, Kid Charlemagne. Fantastic. Yeah, he does a lot of different.
To watch.
Yeah, I love watching those. That's what I do at lunch. I go grab my lunch and I come upstairs and watch a 40-minute Rick Beato.
What do you want to
want to do next?
All right, you want to do Sultans?
Boy, we're... I'll try it without the guitar line. Let's see.
Oh, that's... You need Larry to do the...
I can probably wing it, so okay. We can try. If I get thrown off, I
don't
It's the singing that usually gets me, but you may not have singing.